Hello, you're through to Lavisa. I'm Amelie. How can I help?
Hi there, good afternoon. My name's Karen Doherty. I got a call yesterday afternoon, about 4 o'clock, but unfortunately I was at work. Made a schedule to call back, but no one called me back. Is there anybody that I can speak to just now? I'm on my lunch break.
Yeah, so just need to take your name again, please.
It's Karen Doherty, Docherty.
Okay, and just for data protection, can I take your date of birth, please?
Yes, it's 28375.
And your postcode?
It's G811BP.
Okay, and just to remind you, calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes.
Okay.
I'm just going to have a little look now, just to see if there's any notes left.
Okay.
Okay, so we do need some further information. Are you able to tell me your mother and father's name, please?
It's Kathleen McCoy, and then Doherty with a married name.
And is that Kathleen with a C or a K?
It's K-A-C-H-L-E-E-N, Kathleen. Maiden name is McCoy, married name Doherty.
And then your father's?
Well, that depends, because I grew up with my stepfather, and I found my biological father recently. What one?
So the one that you grew up with, please?
It's Edward Doherty.
And what was your biological ones?
It's Francis McAvoy. MVC big C VOY.
Perfect, thank you. And could you also confirm your GP, please? The name
of it. You've got the GP because I got a phone call for the GP.
Okay. Just going to have a little look now for you.
Okay. The GP wanted me to give authorization to share the information with you guys. And then I sent an email to you because somewhere along the line there's been a mix up because I was doing the redress directly with Redress Scotland.
Mm-hmm.
And when you guys phoned me, I assumed you were them.
Yeah.
And I started the application over the phone with you.
Yeah.
Thinking that you were them. And I sent an email asking for some information and nobody's replied back to me.
I'll have a little look at that now.
Okay.
So I can see on your file, is it Clyde Bank Green Wing?
Yeah.
Perfect.
I put it in an email to you that I think, I don't know how you guys, it's just a pure coincidence because I was doing it through my counsellor directly with Scotland's redress scheme and then you guys called me. And I assumed you were them, and it's not that I've spoken to my counsellor. She said MMA is a solicitor, and they'll take percentage, et cetera, et cetera, and that. Put that in an email to you guys, and nobody responded back to me.
I'll just have a little hunt out now so I can see. Yeah. I'm just going to pop you on hold for a little moment while I have a look, if that's okay.
Right, yeah, I'll do the same. I'll check when I send it. Okay, I'll put you on hold as well. Thanks.
Thank you.
Hello? Hello?
Hi, is that Karen?
Hi.
Hi, Karen. It's Michael from MMA Legal. How are you?
I'm okay, thank you.
Fantastic. My colleague Lois has said that there's some confusion that you may already have an application in with Redress Scotland.
No, I started the process. I have put all this in an email to you. I sent the email on the 6th of July and I sent a follow-up request on the 8th of July asking for some clarification because I was introduced to the redress scheme through my counsellor, and it was
Okay.
done directly through Scottish Redress Scheme.
Yeah.
Now, they sent me out the paperwork, and I contacted them and asked them for help. Then, out of like pure coincidence, you guys contacted me, and I assumed you were the same people. And I put in the email, "How did you get my details?" Because what my counsellor's told me is that MMA is a solicitor, whereas through my counsellor, it was done through them and through
Yeah.
Redress Scotland. So that I put that in an email and I did ask those
Okay.
questions and nobody got back to me.
Let me
So I
see
sent
that.
that on the 6th and then I sent a follow up on the 8th to see if anyone's received it. I've just checked my emails there just now.
The 6th or the 7th. I have a concern. Hope you can advise. During a recent session with my counselor, I mentioned MMA. Yeah, okay. Apologies that no one's got back to you. I'll make sure that the manager of the team understands that and resolves that issue as soon as possible. What has happened is at some point in your journey, you've clicked on a Facebook advert or some form of Facebook group,
Right.
and then you've been contacted by what we call our lead gen team, which is in a
Okay.
different office. They've gone through the application forms with you. You've given obviously your St. Colette's, Easter House, Glasgow.
I gave everything because I assumed that's where, this is what I've said to my
Yeah,
counselor. Like,
so I've we've go on.
I spent like an hour's conversation with someone, like, now I found out it's not who I thought it was. And
No. So you, yeah. I mean, it would. I can probably pull up call recordings, the initial call recordings that you have with somebody in our business. So I can get all of that for you, if you know, to avoidance and for
You
any
will, because
avoidance.
at the beginning when I spoke to you, you
Spoke
came
to a
and I
guy
said,
called Oliver, and
and
then.
he said I wouldn't, yeah, he said I don't think you qualify because it was a voluntary order. And then I got a call back again saying, oh, we can. Was just so much going on. Yeah, pool. I'm 100% sure that I'd already brought that up in the conversation because when I spoke to my counsellor again, she's like, "No, you've went through some period of time under council, social worker, whatever, with the school."
Yeah, of course,
And
yeah.
then it was a female that I spoke to. I was on the phone. I'm sure
Gemma.
she's had a background. Yeah. Then I
Yeah.
noticed her details disappeared off my WhatsApp, and I was like,
Ah,
"So
so that was Natalie Tully, yeah. So Natalie
who's
was.
it, have I shared all that information with?" And
So with
that's why
us.
I was,
Yeah,
yeah,
so
but I
that's
didn't know
all
that.
she. Yeah, sorry. So that shared all with us. That was a lady called Natalie Tully, who
Yeah.
unfortunately no longer works in the business. She's gone back into social work. She was a social worker that we employed to help clients like yourself.
Yeah. So I know I had that conversation and I said that to my counsellor. And she's like, well, like obviously it's been gone now. I know the cooling off period, etc. I said, I've obviously missed that. I said, but again, it's just a pure coincidence. I've been interested in what's been getting said. Again, your phone picks up everything. So I've started stuff with the council, then you're getting all these pop-ups in your, and it's just a pure coincidence that it's happened within the same week. Because Redress are phoning me, going, we're still trying to fill in your application form. And I'm like,
Yeah,
what's going on?
we've done that months ago.
Yeah, because I've had a phone call, and that's what I said to your colleague the other night. I've already had a phone call from my GP, so I know that information you already have. And then she's like, what's your GP details? And I'm like, hold on a wee minute, I've already done that.
Red Wing Medical Practice we've got here.
No, I emailed you again, and I said that's incorrect. It's the Green Wine. The Green Wine phoned me and authorised me gave a verbal. So, again, I put all this in an email, so I know there's a communication there because it was the Green Wine that phoned me. And, again, I put that in an email that I noticed when you put down, I think it's like 9 contacts, I emailed back saying there's an error on that one because it's not the Red Wing. Done all that, and I know it's went through because I did get the phone call for the Green Wine, so I know that there is communication and someone's picking up on the emails at some point. But then to be asked again today, what's your GP? It's, doesn't it, really...
No, I get that. Apologise. Yeah, apology. It's because we've got, obviously, people picking up Natalie's caseload, and there's just been a bit of a gap, if you like, in between the communication.
No, I know how many errors happen. No, I get that. It's fine.
Yeah,
I apologise. I want a wee bit of reassurance, that's all.
Yeah, no, I apologise for that. Let me just check. So that's the Green Wing there. So that's that, yeah?
So they phoned me. So I'd emailed, said it wasn't red. Then I got a phone call for the Green Wing, and they said, we've got this mandate, because you've ever said yet. So I know that's went ahead.
Okay.
And then again, I'm discussing it with my counsellor, and that's when it came up about who it is, because I'm just talking about it as if it's them, and they're like, no, that's not us. So I phoned Wee Dress Scotland, and they said, your original application was taken with us. We sent you the paperwork. I phoned them up for somebody to help me navigate through the paperwork, and in between that, you guys have obviously got it through a third party on a Facebook or whatever it was.
Yeah.
I had that conversation away at the beginning with you guys, I did say that I was told, somebody phoned me and told me I wasn't eligible because it was a voluntary order that my mum put me into these establishments, and I thought that was it. And then I got another phone call, and it went full steam where I had like a full conversation for an hour with someone.
Yeah.
Went in detail. So that's how I was like, who have I just spilt my guts to? Like, who have I just spoken to? Because then that number disappears off WhatsApp, and I just went into a panic. I was like...
Yeah,
who even
is
MMA? Do you know that way?
Yeah, it's a problem with WhatsApp, is because obviously it's a business WhatsApp, that a lot of the times, A, the messages disappear, but sometimes the contacts move because we change the contact details, or we have to open another business account because there's too many users on one account. So sometimes they do move, if you like. Yeah. What should stay consistent, and obviously is consistent, is your email, which I need to address.
I thought that as well, and then that's two that I've sent with no feedback, and I know that there's time scales, I know there's cancellations, I'm going as if engineered not for me to cancel, you know, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah,
but
no.
So the fact that it's there, I just wanted to know, I can't read it now because I've got my phone on, but what the questions are, if somebody could reply, then...
Okay, I'll get somebody to reply to your emails ASAP. A couple of things, you know, that differentiate us from... actually applying directly to Redress Scotland. Obviously, our job is to go out and gather as much information as we can for you, because our fate is tied to yours on a no-win, no-fee basis. It's on us to get you, you know, certainly the recognition that you deserve, but also a monetary value as high as we possibly can. Mm-hmm. Again, our fate is tied. And also, you know, Scottish governments are ultimately another... Scottish government institution, which
linked to, I know that as well. Yeah,
you know, I don't need to say that to you, do I?
Yeah,
let's be honest. What I'll do is, if you can give me 48 hours, because the manager's just off on a health and safety course, I'll flag this up with them. I'll make sure that all of your queries are answered on email. I'll speak to Red Wing as well. Green Wing. Speak to Green Wing. I don't know how that got mixed up. I'll speak to Green Wing in the meantime, make sure that we get all the information from them. And I'll get you an update at some point later on this. Well, I'll get your emails answered within the next 48 hours.
Appreciate that. Thanks so much.
No, sorry about the confusion. Thank you, Karen.
No, it's all right. Thanks for clearing that up for me. I appreciate your time.
Yeah, it's not a problem. Just call us. Any issues or any, you know, if you have any questions or any concerns, just pick up the phone and give us a call. We'll always answer
them. I will do. Thanks very much.
Karen.
Thank you. Bye.
See you soon. Bye now.
Bye-bye. Bye.